They had so much water, they started to soak the clothing in it. They washed the clothing in it on Shabbos. Torah b'kitna, their pishtin, their flax, they started to clean on Shabbos, which is an isa d'oraisa. Then osrulu, then itak acid. Like a psychic exer all over. You're never allowed to use a wheel to get up the water. Since you get too much water, we're afraid you use it for d'varisa. Then the Mishnah says, m'der hakar, to take up water from this der hakar, it's mutter only on Yontif. But on Shabbos, no. The more my der hakar. What does this mean, der hakar? What is it? And why only mutter on Yontif, not on Shabbos? Oma Shmuel bor shehikru ole dvorim ve'tiru. It's a bor that they had a lot of questions about it. Like hakiru means they spoke about it. The yes challenge is a mutter or not, that a lot of questions ve'tiru. And later we'll soon say they're a matter it. But this was talking about earlier, Golem on Yontif was a big tzarech. They didn't have any water then, so on Yontif they were matter them to step up the water on Yontif. It was a tzarech, that's why they were matter it. And only here, only this border matter, and no other boris. Meisri Avakasha. It says, Loi kola boris hakoris etiru. Not every type of a bor hakar were they matter. El zubuvad. Only this type of a bor hakar they were matter. Now, v'yam r'chikru dvar malea. If you can tell me the type of hakar, bor hakar means the bor that they had a question about is a mutter or not, and it had to be matter, so it's only one type of a bor. So my zubuvad. What do you mean it says? Not all boris hakaris amutter, only this one. There's only one we're talking about. Like if hakar means that the bor that there was a shal in the rabbonin, are you allowed to use it or not? So it's only a shal upon one bor. Tell him my smash, that's not the pshat in hakar. There is such a thing as boris hakaris. There's such a thing as that type of a bor. Now we're saying one type to a matter on yomtiv. So what does bor hakar mean? Elo omer of nachum of yitzchok. It means ber mayim chayim. It means a well. In other words, bor hakar means the lashon from mayim comes from the makor. It comes from its makor, from their well where the water started to come from. That's mayim chayim, running water. So you could use running water on yomtiv, a well of running water. But which one? Only one special one. And that was a shaila the rabbanu will make on al serach yomtiv the matter. Then at that time they needed water, so the matter to slap up the water from this one bear mayim chayim. Shneimer the pasuk in Yemiel says. You'll get up the water from a bayir, you'll get up the water from a well. So that's the lashon of kohokir from the makor, from the spring water. Margufa. The Brisa said, they weren't matter to schlep up water from any well, any live running water. There's only one special well through a matter. After the Bnei Gerli went up to Eretz Yisrael, is chonu aleho, they rested there when they were traveling up on the Yomtiv, and they had no water. So the Rabbanu will make frat then to get the water from this well. Yeah. And the Neviim Shebeneim Etirulhen. And the Neviim will matter at them. V'loi Neviim Shebeneim, not only the Neviim, Eleminig Avoysam B'yodeim. So the Minig Avoysam, Rashi has Neviim Shebeneim, Chagas Chayim Lachayim, Minig Avoysam, B'yoysi Abor. Not only the Neviim, but Stam was a Minig, that from this, Avoysam, that from this bor, there's one special bor, that there was a heter to get the water up on Yontif, and that heter still remains. You're allowed to always slap up water from that one specific bor, and not from any other bor, even though it's a mayim chayim. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Sheretz shenimtza b'migdash. Or sheretz that we find in the base of migdash. Now, there's a locha, it shouldn't be there, because the sheretz is metamis, not batumah. It's a metamis thing. You shouldn't have a tumah exactly in the migdash. So you have to get it out of the migdash. Now, how do you take it out? Is koyein moitziyo behamainu shaler lishoyes esatumah. Divri Rabbi Yechonim ben Bruka. If Yechonim ben Bruka holds that you have to get that sheretz out as fast as possible. So we're talking about a kohen comes and sees the sheretz in the base of Migdash. Now he has no kelim with him. The only thing he has with him is his belt. He's allowed to take off his gartel, his belt, and use the belt to take out the sheretz. Even though when his belt now touches the sheretz, he's going to be matam of the belt, and you're not allowed to be matam of your belt. But it's kedai, it's better off to be matam of your belt, but get the tumah out of the base of Migdash as soon as possible. You shouldn't let the tumah stay there. No matter what it is, get it out as soon as possible. That's the Yechon of Ruka Svara. But the person himself, now the Kohen himself, he doesn't become Tomei. Because the belt touches the sheretz, so the belt package is Tomei. But the belt is only a Rishon Tumah. Halacha is a Rishon Tumah can't be Matam Anodim. Anodim only becomes Tomei from an Ava Tumah. So as long as the Kohen himself is not touching the sheretz, the Kohen is not being Matam himself. Like that would be an issue derisive to Matam yourself. Here the Kohen is not being Matam himself. The kohen is only the metam his gartel, but that's mutter because there's no other eitz here. You have to get the sheretz out. So the gartel taker is a rishon l'tumah. It'll have to be tabled in the mikvah later. But I call upon him. The kohen himself is not tummy. That's Rabbi Yochanan of Rukas Svara. Rabbi Yehuda Raiman, no. Tzavos Shalates. Don't rush. Don't take out the sheretz right now with your gartel, but rather look around to get a wooden pliers. Tzavos Shalates. That's called the Pshute Kliates, and therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. A kli that the Pshute Kliates. And it's better to do this, Shalom Rabbis is a Tumah. Today, not to make a keli tummy. Don't rush and take off your gartel and be matami. Your gartel is not kedai. Don't rush. Wait until you find the wooden pliers, and therefore the pliers won't become tummy, and that's the way you get the sherbets out. That's better. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlek is. We have you, the Nabi Yechanan is. Is it better to get the tummy out right away, or is it better not to be matami kelim right away? Gosh, the bitzavish leitz, she pshut the kliates. It's a plain piece of eight. Shleir the rabbis is a tumma. It's Rashi l'tami avnet. It's better to do this than not to be matami yibagodim. For noyach leir l'shoisa, you're better off letting the sheretz stay a little bit longer in the Beis Hamikdash. V'sham v'lachzer achrei tzavis, and go look better for a wooden pliers. Milarabas a tumma. Rather than taking off your gartel right now and your gartel touching the sheretz, you'd be matami a gartel. It's not a nice ach. Therefore, he holds it's better to wait and get a wooden cleat, not to matami a gartel. Something more now. Mehechin moitzi, and I say, from where do you have this din, you have to take it out. Min hechel. If you find the sheretz in the hechel, that's mekodesh hakadoshim, pshit, you have to get it out of there. Or min ulam. If you find it in the ulam, that's the room right before the hechel, also you have to take it out. Or mebein ulam, ulam is beach. From the ulam, that's the beginning, after the ulam, that's where the beginning of the azor is, but there was the mezbeach, that's in the azor, you come in, there was the azorim, and the top part of the azor was the mezbeach, and then in front of the mezbeach was a little space, and then started the ulam, and then started the kodesh hakadosh and the heichol. So from the heichol, the sheretz is there, you gotta get it out. From the ulam, you have to get it out. From the place between the mezbeach and the ulam is also kodesh, that you have to get it out. Mashenkin, if it's further after the mezbeach, even though it's in the azara, you don't have to get it out. It could stay there. Divir Rabbi Shimon ben Enes. That's the Shimon ben Enes' svara. Shashim heichim moitzi noisim b'shabbos. It's a question on Shabbos. You find the sheretz in the rest of the azara, and in tsheshom, then stam mechasa b'sir, just cover it up. On Shabbos, don't take it out. Mestam it's muksa. You don't have to take it out of there on Shabbos. Leave it there. You wait till after Shabbos. Just cover it up. That's the Shurim ben Enes. We have a key to Raymond know. Kol mokem shechayovim hazdoine chorus. We are shilgosa chattis. It's in any place in the azara. Since the coin that's tome goes into the azara, he's chayiv achatis b'shoigin, the name is chayiv chorus, is mishom motzi noisoi. From that place, there's any place in the azara, even after the mizbeach. If you find the sheretz there on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it out. Mashenken, before the azara, the ezras noshim, before that, b'shar kolam akoimis, any other place, that if a coin that's tome walks in there, is not chayiv chorus, not chayiv achatis, then some koifin olav paschater. Just cover it up with a kli. That's all. Now it's Shabbos. Don't bother yourself carrying it out on Shabbos. Just cover it up with a kli. The kitzes of machlekes, Reb Shimon ben Enes and Reb Kiva, if you find the sheretz in the azara, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos or not? The Gemara will explain also what the machlekes is. The Rashi says, Kol mokim shechayav molo al zdoine koris. Im yichnas loy v'tumah. If a kohen walks in there when he's tummy, the haino kuli azara. Any part of the azara, if a kohen walks in there when he's tummy, he's chayiv chatis and chayiv koris. The shar kol mekoymes, lamar kadisle, lamar kadisle, either one the benenes, kuli azara, and the other kiva lishchois, the other lishchois, is a loch astam kaifanola pastachem, siyashim lechoish, astam a plate, lechoish, a copper plate covered up, lechoisim, acha techshach, tomai soy shabbos, and then you'll take it out. Right. Rabbi Shimon and Shimon says, a new alacham, mokem shetiru l'cho hachomim. A mokem l'chomim wa matir, mishilacho nostu l'cho. The Rabbani gave it to you from your own place. This is one din. Now Rabbi Rashi says, l'forash mi gemara hechikoi. Which Hashem will see tomorrow, that's less gemara, exactly what Rabbi Shimon is talking about here. Well, the teretz is talking about a zaitik alacha, that we go chutz l'tchum. If you walk out of your tchum, the Maradana Kama holds there even one amma, you're not allowed to come back. Or else if you walk here, Mashenkim Shimon holds there, if you're 15 amis out of the Yitzchum, you're still allowed to come back in. Because we say when they measured it, they made a mistake, they made it too short. They always left off another 15. Yeah, there's extra 15 amis that will be matter to you, That's one thing. They gave it to you from your own place. That's your place. Now another thing he says is, they're only matter for you certain things mishum shvus. That the Gemara says of Shimon saying another locha about a shayla, about a kshirin and an iva. If you're allowed to make a knot, they're only a bow. If Shimon says you can only make a bow, because they're only matu to be over nisa shvus and not to be over nisa derais. All right, we'll see that in the Gemara. He's saying two different halachas here of Shimon. The less layatiru luchayla mishum shvus. In a certain case, the rabbanon will only make it to you, and the oifim you're doing a shvus and this is the rabbanon of making a bow and not making a kesher derais. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Tovi bar Kisna. Omer Shmuel. Hamachnit tomei sheretz lemikdash. If you bring inside the mikdash something that became tomei from a sheretz. Now the sheretz is navatumah, like Rashi says, and the sheretz touched the kli. Kli shenitno b'sheretz. A keli that became tomei because the sheretz touched it. If such a kli is hamachnit tomei sheretz lemikdash is chayiv. You chayiv to bring in such a kli. Rashi chayiv chatis b'shoigein v'koras al zdoinen. Mishum ki es mikdash Hashem tomei. From the posik, you are being a tam with the base of Middash. So just like a Kohen Tomei can't come in, who are then you can't bring in a Keli that's Tomei either. A Keli that's a Rishon L'Tumah. The Sheretz touched the Kli is a Rishon L'Tumah. It's also the Raisa to bring in this Keli into the base of Middash. Mashenken Sheretz Atzmai. Let's say you have a Sheretz outside the base of Middash, and for some reason you want to take it along with you inside when you walk in the base of Middash. It's Potter. Bringing the sheretz goofer in, for that your potter, there's no wisdom with the raisa, bringing the sheretz into the base of Middash. Chorus of Madnazach, the more my timer, what kind of svar is that? That the keli is only tomei because it touched the sheretz. And that is usher, so how could the makor hatumah be mutter? How could the sheretz be mutter? Omar Kurah for the mark, what the posik says, mizocho v'yad nekeva tishochu. That you have to throw out, if somebody's tomei, you have to throw him out of the base of Middash. You have to throw him out. A mizochav yadikeva. So he dashin mi sheyesh loy tayra b'mikvah. Something that has tumei, but this tumah has a tayra b'mikvah. You could put it into the mikvah, then it'll become tor. Such a tumah, the Torah says, you have to throw it out of the base of Migdish. There's an issa to bring it into the base of Migdish. So the issa of not to be metama in the base of Migdish only applies to something that when it's tumei, you could put it into the mikvah to retire it. Vashenken yotza sheretz. Yotza sheretz. It goes out, though, a sheretz. She'ein loy tayra. This Tomadik Sheretz of a mouse, a weasel that dies, a Sheretz, a Shekaz that dies, it's a Sheretz, it has an Avatumah. If you put it into the mikvah, it's still Tomei. It has no Tarab mikvah. So therefore, you don't have the Issa bringing the Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenke is a Keli that was Makabel Tumah from the Sheretz, that could be has a Tarab in the mikvah. So since if you put it into the mikvah, it's Tor, it passed the Issa not to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So this is Shmuel Halacha. So more Lema Masayile. Let me bring a raya to Shmuel. That means Lema Masayile. The pasuk says Mizochor ad Nekeva Tisholchu. You should throw him out of the base of Migdish if the Tomei. Prat. The Brisa says Prat le Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres also you don't have to throw out. If you have a Tomedik earthly Keli, you don't have to throw it out of the base of Migdish. There's no use to bring it in. Diver of Yosi Aglili. It's not of Yosi Aglili. Is my timer. How come you're allowed to bring in a Tomadika Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, that's Tomei, you could bring into the base of Migdish? Why? Are you being the time of the base of Migdish? Lav Mishum, the less let Tarab Mikvah. We have a riot the way Shmuel Dash is supposed to. A Kli Cheres also has no Tarab Mikvah. A Kli Cheres that's Tomei, the only answer is to break it. But if you put it into the Mikvah, it's not a tyrant. So since this Keli has no Tarab Mikvah, there's no Issa of bringing it into the base of Migdish. So riot to Shmuel. Zutamar Loi. I think from here, this price, it wouldn't be a riot. I'll tell you, mi shenasa av hatuma, yosa kli chere shena nasa av hatuma. The diik of mizocha v'yateva has to be somebody that could become an av hatuma. A person, an isha, could become an av hatuma. If they're a zovo, if they're a zav, they have a din av hatuma. Something that could become an av hatuma, that has a din not to bring into the base of Middash. Now, a kli chere can never become an av hatuma. Or the Kalim Rashi explained in Taisa say, like Taisa here, the top says Yotze Kli Cheres Shein Nasa Avatuman. Pirush Mekuntris to Lemedris Loichazi. The Gavitumas Meis Ksiv V'Chotav Yom Hashvim Kli Cheres La Bachiti. Those other Kalim could become an Avatuman of Medris. If a Zav or a Nida sits on top of those Kalim, they sit on them. Them atam and they become an Avatuman. So any other Kalim could become a Avatuman of Duch Turmas Medris. that if the Zav sits on top of it, it's Matamrit. Mashenken, Kli Cheres is not Makabel Tumas Medris. Kli Cheres is Gzeres HaKosiv, doesn't have Tumas Medris. So Kli Cheres in itself can never become an Avatumah. So since it can become an Avatumah, that's why it doesn't have a din to be Matamrit the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Drosha from Izoch of Yat in the Kevlam. It has to be something that could become an Avatumah. So all Kevlam could become an Avatumah. But this Shatah was Sheretz. A sheretz is an avatumah, so it'd be also to bring a sheretz into the Beis Hamikdash. This would not be a raya to Shmuel. It could be a sheretz is also, because a sheretz is an avatumah. No, kli cheretz is a different chsurin, because the kli cheretz in itself can never become an avatumah. Other kelim, yes, because tumas nedris, and even ayah meis. If a meis touches a kelim, it becomes an avatumah. So Tosfos also, it says in the parasha of tumas meis, only something that has a tara of a mikvah has a tumas meis. But a kli cheres that doesn't have a tara b'mikvah is not makabel tumas meis. So therefore, kli cheres has a new chsurim, it can never become an avatumah. That's why it has no tumas. It's not also to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. But it could be a sheres is also. Tomorrow, lame look at Hanoi. Let's say it's a machlokes Hanoim. Shmuel's halacha. If a sheres is mutter to bring in or not to bring in, maybe it's a machlokes Hanoim. Where's the machlokes Hanoim? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Sheretz shenimtzu b'migdash. You find the sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash is alochom koyin moitziyoy b'yamanayu. The koy is allowed to take it out with his gartel. Shlele sheretz is a tumah. It's not kedai to let the tumah stay there. Get it out as soon as possible. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Zav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Rai Mano. There's no rush. Don't be mitami yibagodim, but rather look around the tzavah shalates. Look around for wooden pliers. And moitziyoy. Shlele rabbis is a tumah. Today, not to be matam regatta, don't be matam any kelim, take your time, look around for wooden kelim. So what's the machlokes here with kedai to take your time? Or no, Rabbi Yochanan says you can't take your time, get it out of there right away. He says, this is the machlokes. My lab, okay, niflugi. Taman diyom ashler l'shoyis. Rabbi Yochanan says, get it out of there right away. Don't let it stay in the base of Migdish. Kisobar hamach nisheret l'migdish chayiv. There's Ramesh and Issu Diraisim of bringing the sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash. So now when you find the sheretz in the Migdash, there's an Issu to get it out of there. That's the Sposter Tishochu. Throw it out. So Mela, as soon as possible, get it out. So if you don't have any wooden kelim right now, don't wait and look around for them. But right now, not to have the Issu of the Tumah in the Migdash, get it out of there right away. That's Rabbi Yechon Svara. Oman the Yomah. Mashaik the next man, the Yomah of Yehuda. That says, no, take your time. Shlel the rabbis is the biggest svara, not to matana begodim. Therefore, take your time. Kesavar, he holds that hamachnes sheretz lemigdish potem. There's no issa deraisam by bringing the sheretz into the base of migdish. So the melo, true. So bezoyi, there's no issa deraisam bringing it in. Why should I take it out altogether? So that's why she says, because that's treat that's not nice. It's a dove and mias to have a shmutzig gazak like a sheretz in the base of migdish. It's not nice. So treat it as a svara, you should take it out. But there's no issa deraisa by not taking it out. So Mela, view the holes. What do you want to be a rush and take it out right away to Matami Begodim? It's not kedai. There's no issa involved. Stam, it's not nice to have it there. Good, take your time, find the wooden keli, and then you get it out of there. So the that's the machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can't take your time, because there's an issa deraisa having the sheretz in the base of Migdish. And if you don't know, there's no issa deraisa. It's stam, it's not a nice thing to have it there. Good, but I can't be Matami Begodim because of that. So I wait until I find the kelim to take it out. But the Baruch says, "Kisavra machnis sheretz lemikdash poter." The loy binin shiluach midiraisa. Midiraisa, you don't have to take the sheretz out of the base of Migdish. Hilchach lematchis shvus mikanei on the heichlo meyulam who the maskin and lay mishum kovet shchina loy hemidu chacham devrayim. Als kavod hashchina, it's not nice in the shchina, in the ulam, in the Beis HaMikdash, should be a sheretz. That's what the Rabbanu will mark you to carry it out. But there's no rush though. So merely you have no right to metama yibagodim. So the answer is wait until you find the wooden keli and then take it out. So chura the machlokes Shmuel's din is the machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah. So the more like Shmuel answer you know my din Shmuel say is not told the machlokes tanoim. Like the kula yama holds taka chayim. Everybody holds like Shmuel. No, forget, the Kuli Yalma is not like Shmuel. It could be the Kuli Yalma is not like Shmuel. Everybody holds, that's the Locha. That is Taka also to bring the Sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash. We don't hold from Shmuel's Drosha. We hold from the other Drosha better. The Mizoch of Yad Nekeva just means Lafuki Kli Cheretz that can become an Avatumah. But anything that is an Avatumah, could become an Avatumah, there's an Issa you have to get out of the Beis HaMikdash. Of a Zayva Hocha, what's the Machloik is then? Locha Miflagi. Masova Shia Tumas Odif. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a terrible thing to let the tumah wait. So mainly you have to get it out of there as soon as possible. You're not allowed to have the shavuot there, but what do you want to do? You want to rush and be matama your begodim. You're not allowed to do that either. You're not supposed to be matama or kain his begodim. So that's worse. He holds us the bigger issa, going and doing the maisa, kumbi asay, the matama, be godim, rather than just waiting, shavi atase, not doing anything, wait until you get a tzavus. So he holds this is better. So that's the machlokes. Everybody holds us an issa deraisa. The shala, what's better? Is it better to get it out right away? That's more chomer, even though you have to be matama be godim. And you don't know, it's kedai not to be matama be godim, that's worse. So wait a while, and then you'll take it out. So the Mara Ella, so mainly have no machlokes in Shmuel's din. Where Ella Kani Tanoi, maybe I'll tell you another machlokes that's told the machlokes Shmuel. Ella Kani Tanoi. The Tanan. Mehechin Moitzi Moisei. Next part of the Mishnah says, it's machlokes to how far out, which part of the Beis Hamikdash, do you have a right to take it out on Shabbos? What's the machlokes? The Tanakh once said only the Heichel and the Ulam and up until the Mizbeach, but the rest of the Azara no. And the Akiva said even though Azara also you can take it out. What's the machlokes tolian? My labokim eflagi. The man the yama may Azara loy. The first man the yama that says only from the Ulam, Reb Shimon ben Enes, that says only from the Ulam and the Heichel and up until the Mizbeach, but the Azara no. He holds what? Kesaver hamach nesheros lemidish potter. Hello, there's no wisdom in the Raitzim of having a sheretz in the Migdash. And therefore, what's that to take it out? Only Mishun Kovet Shechina. So therefore, only the places that are right next to Kodesh HaKadoshim, right next to the Shechina, that's what's Osir. So therefore, in the Heichel, in the Ulam, and right next to the Mizbeach, in the Heichel, in the Ulam, that place is Osir. But the rest of the Azor is not called the Fnei Hashem, it's not called right next to Machne Shechina, that's Taka, you gotta leave it there. There's no din to take it out. That's shot in the first one, Reb Shimon ben Enes. Oman the Yama Makula Azara, but Reb Akiva that says no, from the Ho Azara, any place he says that there's an Issa to come in there Betumah, you're allowed to take it out. The Churuk Sava, he holds Chayim. He holds that the din of a sheretz in the Beis Hamikdash, it's also to be there. So, Mela, any place that it's also for a Tomek to walk into, you have to take the sheretz out. Therefore, any place in the Azara, it's also for a Tomek person to walk in there. Any place you Chayim Chorus, you have to take the sheretz out. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah between Reb Shimon ben Enes and Reb Akiva. So the more name, Omer Reb Yechanan.